This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clone Club. I'm Marco, the producer of Realm's Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. Hopefully you're enjoying the new season with so many of the original cast back together. We'll be back with the next episode on November 19th, but in the meantime, we wanted to share this special bonus episode with you. It's thanks in no small part to the support of Clone Club and others that we're able to keep making amazing shows like this one. We're so grateful, and we would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Twitter at Realm Media, or reach out through our website at realm.fm. Want an extra bonus? Stick around after the episode for a sneak peek of another show we think you'll like. But for now, enjoy listening to Tatiana Maslany in conversation with Entertainment Weekly's Sydney Buxbaum.
Well, thank you so much for joining. I gotta say, as a huge Clone Club member myself, it is so cool that we're here to talk about new stories with these same characters after all these years. Like, that's so rare for fans of TV series that end, you know, that just like hardly ever happens.
Yeah, I feel like it mostly happens in like the fanfic realm, like where fans like take the story and create, you know, backstory or story to come sort of thing.
And this is the official,
this is canon.
This is truly canon. That's so cool. And back when you finished the last season of Orphan Black, did you ever envision a future where you'd be able to continue the story in, you know, a different medium in such a different way?
Definitely. I think there were certain times when we sort of floated the idea of like, would it be a cartoon or would it like, could it exist as like, they're the golden, like they're in their 70s and they're living in a house together, but we never, you know, I kind of had put it to bed in a lot of ways and sort of, it felt like a very complete story, but having done the audiobooks now, it's really fun to feel how it does have like this continuing expansiveness to it. And there's so much story there because the characters are so richly, you know, they were so richly written in the first place. So there's so many places that you can take them.
And so what has that been like for you getting to further explore and play around with these characters through audio form?
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely cuts off a certain element of like what, you know, the initial sort of like idea was, which was so many like physical transformations that then required a physical mannerisms that were different or tics, things like that. But now it's like trying to distill those into just a vocal performance. And it's actually really challenging and really fun. And yeah, just like it's the essence of the character in a lot of ways. Hi, Clone Club. I feel like people are saying hi and I'm, well, ignoring them. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask you, you know, how it has been like taking what you've created physically on the show and having to adjust that to just be audio only. Like, how challenging has it been for you, and how have you kind of overcome those challenges?
I feel like the first season it was of the audiobook is especially difficult because I was still like really attached to those physical things. But now it's been so many years and so much has happened. It feels like I feel more comfortable just with their voices. You know, it sort of has become the way I feel the characters. And I do still kind of visualize them. And there is little, like I was doing Sarah yesterday and my back was killing me by the end because I was so like collapsed forward. So there are still like physical things that remain. Mm-hmm.
And I've got to wonder, like, has it become easier for you to record versus, you know, going through filming it, being on the set every day? Like, does it kind of take away some of the responsibility just having to record the audio?
Yeah, what I love about audiobooks, and I've done a few now, and I've always had such major respect for vocal performers who are exclusively voice performers. Because it is so hard and it's so full bodied, even though you're not moving. But what I really love about it is like the kind of imagination sphere. Like it's very childlike in the sense that you're sort of, everything is imagination. There's nothing that is, you know, physically in front of you. So you really have to just like suspend your disbelief in such a different way. And also, it just sort of puts you in this like weird other space in your head. It feels quite meditative. Like when we get on like a roll, you're like just sort of going, and it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you get into the mindset when you go into record? Are you doing different characters at different times, or are you just kind of going by the script and having to switch off with characters?
Thankfully we're not doing the switches, which, you know, can get really muddy. And I remember with like read throughs, I was so grateful to have Catherine there to do it with me because she would read whatever clone was opposite another clone in any scene. So we always had that back and forth because switching is tough. The accents don't stick. We went through what we did this time round is go through the whole series. I just choked for no reason. Go through the whole series as one character. So I got to feel that whole arc, which is really quite fun to do.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a different process for getting into the mindset of each clone?
Yeah, I mean, it's like little triggers that used to help me on set, but then we have a bunch of new ones. So it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what we've done with you know, to get there, but I have a very, very patient recording friends over in the booth. So they let me do my thing.
That sounds very helpful. Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite clone to play after all these years?
I've always loved Allison and I've always loved Helena. Helena's more fun when I get to be physical, and Allison sort of remains fun in the voice because she's so nuts. I really enjoy and I'm excited to bring back Vivi this season. She was really fun to differentiate and to find. There are going to be new clones. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but yeah.
All right. Well, you got to give us some preview about some of these new clones that we're going to meet this season, because that is so exciting.
There's a bunch of there's a blast from the past, but then there's also we have a new clone who's called Blythe, who's sort of a wellness guru, and who knows what her deal is. I will not tell you, but she was very fun to do.
My mind is already running wild with the possibilities. And so where does season 2 of the audiobook pick up?
It picked up, well, we know, so I'm so bad with spoilies, but I don't want to tell too much, but the clones were, you know, outed last season. So everyone is aware now of who they are. Exist. My phone is telling me that it is dying. And Kofine, as now they are called, is pregnant. So that's where we start off. So say, Kira and Charlotte, who sort of, you know, sounded the alarm about who they are now dealing with the consequences of that. And all of the clones are sort of dealing with the ramifications of suddenly being in the public eye, which is not a fun thing for a lot of people.
That's, it's so interesting because I feel like they've spent the entire TV show fighting to stop that from happening, and now we're actually seeing that happen in this new story. And that if there's no, I feel like no one's going to be able to predict what happens next. I certainly can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really exciting to read this season. I love it. It's very fun.
And obviously, without saying what happens, what was your reaction when you saw where this season goes?
Yeah, I loved it. I feel like it really. It's prescient and it's really inside of a lot of what people I think are, there's a lot of like paranoia in it, classic Orphan Black, but and topical paranoia. So things that people are contending with right now in terms of the world that we're living in. You know, that's, I think what's always been cool about Orphan Black is sort of staying inside of those conversations and sort of pushing them and trying to find the edges of them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. As wild and fantastical as Orphan Black always seemed, it always did have its finger on the pulse of, you know, what everyone was feeling in the real world at the same time. That was always really cool to see.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, still sort of talking about the idea of like autonomy and consent and all of that, but in a very different way, which I'm excited to see what people think about it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is going to surprise fans about where season two goes?
Ooh. Hmm. Well, Blythe's a whole a big question mark. I think Charlotte does some really interesting things, and I don't know. I don't know. I forget. I just finished recording like 4 minutes ago and I'm like, what happened? What was it?
Well, with all those characters rattling around in your mind, that is no surprise.
Uh-huh. Yes, Rachel Duncan's back.
Oh, Elena
and Rachel may have, I think they have a little interaction. Kira's back, yeah. Hey, DM Parrish. I love Charlotte too. Sorry, I'm trying to do all of these things.
I know the comments are going so fast. There's a lot of clone clubbers here. Mm-hmm. Today. It's so exciting. Awesome. Did you learn anything throughout filming recording the first season that you applied to the second season to make it go a little bit smoother for you?
I think it was staying in one character at a time was really helpful, and like feeling that whole arc. What's exciting about this season is that we've got, two other cast members who are going to be vocalizing with me. So we've got Evelyn, of course, and Jordan. And that's really exciting to me because both of them vocally are very, I mean, they're just incredible performers, but like Jordan's the best mimic I've ever heard in my entire life. And Evelyn is, I think Evelyn has like this whole music career right now. Like I keep seeing her like performing on stage. So we get that voice too, which is great.
Did you guys get to record together?
No, we're all in different cities, but we do, we'll see how those scenes work out. But they recorded them all differently. But
That sounds so awesome. It's going to be so cool to hear all of your voices together again.
There might be another member as well who's coming back.
Ooh, Can you hint or tease?
That was my hint. That was my tease. That was it.
Oh my gosh. Well, everyone's going to run wild with trying to predict who that is. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take for you to record season two?
We did it in like 4 days.
Oh, wow. That's
amazing. It's like, you know, long days, long sessions, but it flies when you're doing it. It's very fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is incredible. And, you know, considering how Orphan Black did have such a perfect ending, how has continuing the story in, you know, the next chapter, has that changed how you like think or feel about how the original show ended?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it is really chapters, you know, it's like that first show, the show was about one thing, and even each season was kind of targeting a different theme, with like an overarching sort of, you know, a viewpoint on the world. But I think what's cool about this is that we have these two sections that are like totally different, you know, thematically, like they still ring, you know, very true to Orphan Black, but they have expanded the world, and we're like, you know, we knew about all these other clones who Kofin had gone off to vaccinate. So it's, you know, it's getting to see into all of those lives that are that we didn't get to see during the series. And yeah, the expansiveness of the universe. Mm-hmm.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/orphanblack50 and use code orphanblack50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code orphanblack50 at factormeals.com/orphanblack50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
And if we could see, you know, the story continue for many, many more seasons, what do you want to see from the future of the next chapter?
I want to see what those what Helena's babies do. What they get up to. I want to see their like teen life. Like a Degrassi style Helena's kids at school going through it with all the things that Helena has taught them, but just trying to be regular teens.
Now that is something I never thought that I needed until right now. I absolutely need to see
Arthur and Donald.
Those are going to be two really crafty kids.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll dye their hair.
Oh, she has to. The colors are right there. Hair.
Yeah.
And looking at, you know, you've got obviously got a lot of really exciting projects coming up. Some are super top secret that we are not allowed to talk about, but others we absolutely can, like Power Trip, which sounds like it's going to be quite a different project from what fans have seen from you before. So what can fans expect to see from you in that?
I'm not sure what I can say about Power Trip, but it's a really great, it's an awesome audiobook. And very a great character that I'm getting to play, who's sort of a mess and has been sick a lot of her life and is now like getting a chance to be powerful, and what that means in terms of how she wields it and how she contends with it, with this. And so it's and it lives in the sci-fi realm, but it's also like, you know, dating, and it's great. It's very fun.
And what has that been like for you, executive producing as well as starring?
It's fun. I mean, it's just fun to have some like creative input into how things go, and just like I just love discussing that stuff with people, even if it's not, you know, even if the notes don't go anywhere. Like, I'm happy to just have those conversations. I'm just excited by other creative people and love to like break down the scene or break down the story or see what we can dig into more. Yeah, it's super fun.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like a really fun aspect of your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like a new thing. It's definitely a thing that Orphan Black like primed me for, because there was so much collaboration there and so much discussion about new clones or whatever. So it's quite cool to now expand that into other projects.
Mm-hmm. And what are you getting to do with Power Trip that you've never gotten to do before with the role?
That's a great question. Well, it really is like in a lot of ways, like a monologue, you know. It's really inside of her head. And so it's like a one person show. It's like, you know, just it's internal and it's comedic and all that stuff. It's, and we haven't recorded it yet, so I'm excited to see what we do with it.
Oh my gosh. Well, that sounds so exciting. I cannot wait to hear what we can expect from that one a little bit more. But, you know, looking back at Orphan Black, is there a favorite scene that you'll always remember for any specific reason?
I flash back a lot to the craft room, just many different things that happened in the craft room. Because it was just such a great set. It was such a weird little set. Alice and Donnie were often talking about like awful things that they'd done, but in this kind of like bubbly, hyper-organized setting. So it was always, you know, like a fun contradiction, you know. I don't know if there's definitely like one scene, but those ones always, they always felt like a little breath of fresh air after like some heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Even watching those as a fan, that was always definitely a breath of fresh air too, because it was different from the rest of the show. And
yeah,
their relationship was always such a fan favorite. Amazing. Well, that is about all the time we have. So thank you so much for joining the Clone Club today, Tatiana. Season 2 of Orphan Black, The Next Chapter is out October 29th. So everyone be sure to check that out next week.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Hi again. It's me, Marco. And I promised you a sneak peek, didn't I? Well, here's the trailer from another Realm show that just premiered called Roanoke Falls.
There's something about these woods. Something I don't like. They seem to be reaching out, ready to pull someone in. Roanoke, we should never have come here.
He had claws for hands, no skin. His head was a skull.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Maybe he sent this evil here, an enemy for me to vanquish. When I defeat it, the others will believe and turn to the pure faith.
The devil in the woods was coming for me, just as he'd come for the others, and now there was no one left to hear me scream.
Executive produced by John Carpenter, Roanoke Falls is an original production from Realm. Roanoke Falls premieres October 22nd, 2021. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.